Listen up, you blundering fools. It's time for the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast. Get all the toy talk your evil hearts could desire from these nincompoops. Jason, Elgin, and Spoody.
Yo, Joe, and welcome to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast, where a group of friends get together to talk about one of our shared loves, toy collecting. We're here to celebrate how these little colorful pieces of plastic can transform you into a little kid again. Oh, why is talking so hard? I'm out of breath. I'm so fat. If this is your first time listening to or watching us in widescreen on YouTube, first of all, thank you so much for listening. You'll also learn soon enough, we are not toy experts. We're just toy enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're not going to get all the details right. Speaking of details, let's introduce everyone. Hi, I'm Jason. This is Elgin.
Heyo.
And that's Spoody.
Hi.
See? It's us. We're right here.
Yeah.
And in this episode, we will guide you through the ups and downs of QC nightmares, sharing personal experiences and shedding light on some infamous blunders in the toy industry. From missing paint applications to wonky joints, our hosts leave no plastic stone unturned as they recount tales of flawed masterpieces that still hold a special place in collectors' hearts.
QC Nightmares sounds like a bad rap band from the Quad Cities.
Yes, that means something to us. That's awesome. I wished it was a band. And then later, Elgin's going to take us on a tour of a store later, and it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, we'll hear from you guys, our listeners, later on at the end of the show with Spoody on your thoughts on today's topic. You can follow us on all the social media platforms, including Patreon. And those links can be found at our website, cracktasticplastic.com. It's important. I thought I'd point.
It is.
Patreon.
It's very important.
And while you're surfing the interwebs, be sure to stop by our sponsor, ToyHacks.com, for all your Repro label needs. They also have an armory where you can get some 3D printed toy accurate weaponry and tons of amazing sticker sets for your toys. We also have a monthly contest there that Elgin's going to tell you all about.
Yeah, every month we try to post a picture on all of our social media platform spaces. And then we basically have you comment on them, and then we pick the favoritest, most favoritest comment that tickles our funny bone. And then if you are the winner, you get a $5 coupon to Toy Hacks at toyhacks.com.
Very.
You can use that for whatever you want to buy or...
That is for sale at toyhacks.com.
Yeah, so check out every month, Instagram, Facebook, X, Threads, YouTube.
It's everywhere, it's man.
All the places that you normally would go to and like pictures. That's where it'll be posted.
Yeah, it'll be right there. Yeah. See it? But right now, let's talk about what toys we've picked up lately in a segment we call Thrill of the Hunt.
Listen up, you fools! If anyone knows more about searching for the most unique items in the world, it's me, Cobra Commander! In my reign as Cobra's leader, I have acquired countless items, but those meddling Jews have foiled my attempt at worldwide domination over and over again! But it's the thrill of the hunt that fuels my superb rule of Cobra! Pay attention to my loyal subordinates as they tell you of their latest exploits and acquisitions. It's the thrill of the hunt, Cobra!
All right, Spoodimus Prime, you're up first.
Made the mistake of drinking Mr. Pibb before recording.
Oh,
it's so spicy.
Let's get the burps. I got things.
cool.
Next. So I've been.
It's his catchphrase. Let him say it.
I know, sorry.
Also, I've been.
And why are you collecting these?
Yeah.
But really.
Explain yourself.
Because of this guy.
Oh, okay.
Because it's Nemesis Prime.
Oh.
And it's
a bot shot.
Bot shot. What a cool toy line.
So, and I got Megatron. I have a couple more.
I don't think I've ever heard of
these. But then these are kind of clear ones. We got Acid Storm. That's a good name. Sentinel Prime. So they like the little run them into something.
Oh, okay. And then they explode.
Yeah. And then and they pop up.
That's cool.
I thought there was a little game with it.
Yeah, and there's like things on their chest, cool. And I don't know if they actually do anything. Here they are.
I have some. I actually got a few the other day too, so yeah. I had to pick on you. And
I kind of like those. Those are
to go with Nemesis cool. Prime.
Oh,
try not to knock the cords in the way. Got the Universe Nemesis Prime, which weirdly has Autobot and Decepticon logos.
What's going on, Nemesis?
Weird. Is that a QC mistake?
Maybe. I don't know, but he's pretty cool. That's what he looks like.
Definitely jealous of this guy.
Not super common.
Really?
No.
So they did Optimus Prime and Ultra Magnus of the same mold.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got...
That's supposed to come off?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. This gun's kind of... I got a G1 Ramjet in pretty good shape. Let me get close to the mic. So
thank you.
He's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was my last seeker. I had
even
has
the landing gear.
Nice.
In the cockpit where it's supposed to be.
Where it's supposed to stash it and forget about it.
Is that usually where people put them?
Yeah.
In robot supposed mode, to. Whether it's supposed to be in there or not, I don't know.
We just all do it.
Gotcha.
Because there's nowhere else to put them.
Yeah, it's that or lose it, I think. So.
Yeah.
It's pretty loose.
Hey. So that's been around.
That's always,
okay.
I got this cool Action Masters Wheeljack with this car that turns into a rocket ship. Cool.
Whoa.
That's sweet.
It goes vroom vroom.
It's my favorite kind of toy. Vroom vroom.
So.
Action Master.
Yes.
Yeah. Explain that to Elgin.
So the robot doesn't transform. It was, what, 89?
It was it was near the end near of the end. Original G1 Transformers.
Okay.
It was just a new toy line, and they just did the characters in these little sized...
Like action figure type.
Action pose versions.
So the knees or elbows don't bend, just shoulders, hips.
Okay.
And then they're like, oh, maybe this is too simple. Let's make up some weird vehicles for them.
So then they have to drive a vehicle.
Yeah, the car drives the car.
Right, yeah. That's, what,
that's what you were getting at.
That's what I was leading you on to.
We're not saying that this ended Transformers, but it was definitely...
It didn't hurt. Yeah.
At the time, help.
Does the second car transform? Or do it shoots the big car?
Well, it turns from a car to the ship that you're holding.
So it does transform.
It turns into like a regular car.
Right. And they don't all.
As much as like a mask vehicle.
Right.
They transform.
Yeah.
They usually don't have like the spring-loaded kind of cool stuff, but.
Oh, yeah. Cars, see?
Yeah. And there was a few.
A little Barbie.
It kind of.
It's like a Barbie car.
It kind of expanded on the MicroMaster.
You did it.
I can transform a vehicle.
Where like the bases and stuff, no, it folds under.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the
makes more sense.
The gray part folds back when you take the gun off.
Yeah.
Cool. Like the MicroMaster bases kind of transform the same sort of way that those do.
Vroom.
Yep. Of course, there's nowhere to put the gun when he's driving.
I mean, just in the passenger seat. Yeah. So you can just grab it and like.
I get it.
Yeah. I got.
Cool.
Cool. Some car. Also been collecting entirely too many loyal subjects.
Is that a problem? Elgin would say no.
Well,
I mean, if you enjoy it and like it, then no.
I like them.
Then no.
So I got three exclusive ones from Hastings.
Yeah.
At the Hastings Dead Music Optimus Store. Primes. Dead Optimus Prime, who is much bigger than...
R.I.P. to Hastings, R.I.P. to Prime.
Yeah. I love Hastings. I used to buy... Used CDs there. I used to rent movies, VHS all the time.
I've never been inside one.
Kirksville, Missouri had just the best.
Yeah, there's
one
in Marshalltown, my hometown. There's one in Ames at one point. But yeah, and they had magazines. I used to buy guitar magazines there when I first started playing. That's like where I saw them.
It was the cooler Sam Goody.
Yeah.
Or On Cue.
Definitely. But yeah, used CDs. I bought so many used CDs there.
Yeah.
And then I got two that are Elgin's favorite color, which
Heck
is glow in the dark. I got Rumble. And then Sweet. Blitzwing, which I actually have. There's another version of Blitzwing and Rumble that aren't glow-in-the-dark.
Thanks for the early birthday present.
He loves loyal subjects, but he hates pops.
But I hate pops.
So explain yourself. It's different somehow.
They have movable parts. Oh,
so right? Do pops? Yeah. Come on. Really? maybe not as many.
The lore subjects that I have for Master Universe actually have movable arms and legs and head, and they actually turn.
I mean, yes, their heads are too big, but it's still more proportional.
Right. The Motu ones are a little better.
Yeah. And then I got this sweet, sweet...
it's still vinyl, though.
Let me put his wings back.
Sweet, sweet. Too sweet.
Sweet, sweet rig.
This masterpiece, Thundercracker.
Ooh, masterpiece.
Yeah.
The Hasbro version.
The Hasbro version.
Yeah, he's cool.
Not the Takara version.
Oh.
Do you love him?
It's garbage.
Yeah. Got him kind of cheap. One of his wings there kind of pops off way too easy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's missing.
QC problem?
No. Okay. Just used
everything today.
Everything.
And then, like, his double missile here, there's supposed to be two of them. He's missing one of those.
Oh.
Was it left out of the box, like a QC problem?
Possibly.
It didn't come with a box.
Oh, okay.
Didn't come with a box. That's definitely a QC problem.
People are terrible.
Okay, Elgin.
All right, I got a bunch of stuff here. I'll start off with a Transformer.
Wow, all right.
Elton's a QC problem.
Oh, that's true. I have Iguanus.
Iguanus, yes.
Although when I was looking at it, and it was like, shouldn't this be Iguanus? That's the way it's spelled.
That's how you probably read it.
I did.
That's why you picked it.
That's why I picked it.
And of course he turns into what?
A motorcycle.
Yeah, like all iguanas do.
Yeah, totally. And I realized looking at it that I have to get the two other ones because they form the two other parts of his weapon.
Yeah.
Right.
I think Hot Rod and another Transformer.
And then one of the planes.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Thundercracker or Skywarp.
But Iguanus is cool.
Could be Skywarp.
Because he's based on a Pretender.
Which shelled. The shelled ones, yeah.
And guess what the robot inside the shell of Iguanus turned into?
A motorcycle.
Hey! That's better than...
I bought this for $3,
that's
by the way.
Elgenomics took over, and he's fine.
And I can fit Batman on him as a motorcycle. That's the real reason why I bought this. The price, and that it was a motorcycle. But it's pretty cool.
Hey, just glad you got it.
Yeah.
Yes,
you you know what it is. and then...
Oh, man.
So, this is Whiplash. He's from the Masterverse. And he's a kind of a deluxe figure, pretty large. And his tail is, you can move his tail, it has like a wire through it, so you can bend it and stuff. But yeah, this is the new Eternia version. But he's got a helmet that comes off. Mm-hmm. He's got a torch for some reason. The flame effect does come off. Just pop it off. Like that.
Oh, neat.
So he could become another weapon, and he does have an axe. I mean, he does. He's supposed to be living underground, so I guess that makes sense why he has a torch. But other than that, I don't really know.
What's Whiplash's cool feature?
Well, he's supposed. If it was a vintage figure, you would be able to turn his waist, and his tail would like
snap.
Would like hit because it's like a on the vintage one, it's just a soft rubber tail. And then it would, like, whip toward you.
Well, you could still get some whipping done
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. You could hurt somebody with it.
That's cool.
And but yeah,
to be articulated.
Yeah, it takes a little force, but yeah, you can kind of bend it. There's wiring through it.
I love these Masterverse figures.
Yeah.
They're so cool.
But yeah, the knee, so it's a double-jointed knee, but maybe I'll talk about that later with our topic.
Oh.
And then I have this, I got a four-pack of the movie star villains that came out with. They did a four-pack for the heroes as well, but this was in like a nice box and everything, and I think I got it for Christmas, and in the box I had four different on-card.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles, sorry.
Yep, nope.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. movie stars. So this is like from the 90s movies as well. More specifically, Turtles 2.
Yeah.
Because it does have a super shredder. And he's all with, you know, spiky and everything like he normally is. He does come with some...
Max Spike, though.
Yeah. I mean, after he dumped all the ooze on himself and then, you know, destroyed the pier and killed himself, I guess. This made no sense.
Nope.
But he does come with some weapons. He does come with this spiked spear-ish thing, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it. And then he comes with two bottles of ooze, just in case, you know, he drinks one and is thirsty later.
Yep.
And then
that's exactly why.
And then a little communicator, which is more similar to like the cartoon that he was always talking with Krang on a little communicator thing. So there's that. Did I pass that around? Oh, it's over there. And then of course we have Raza, or Razor, I guess is what Shredder calls him. When they mutated a dog in the movie, like these are the only things we could find, the most terrifying animals. They found like a snapping turtle and a German Shepherd. So there's him. He comes with some weapons too, a little shield that's a like a tombstone almost. It says R.I.P. Turtles. And like a little bone thing.
Spinal cords.
Yeah, spinal club.
Neat.
With a string attached to the a spider thing.
Grappling hook.
Yeah. I don't know if they're supposed to be attached, but I attached them because it keeps them from me losing it.
Yep. Dude, these figures are awesome.
Yeah. And these are all from like the classic line that they you see out on those stores as well. Kind of the similar modeling of them. And of course, they have Toka, the snapping turtle. Of course, all of his weapons are basically repaints of Slash's, but they're black weapons instead. So you have a spiked nunchuck, like a club, spiked club, and a knife with brass knuckles, and then a bent sai.
Spooty, be careful. Don't let him bite you.
Yeah. You have to wait until lightning strikes before you release
What? Those. That's what it... Never heard that one.
Yeah. And then, of course, it came with a foot soldier, too. Just because... Why not?
Gotta beat somebody up.
Yeah. And he had a bunch of weapons. He had some nunchucks and a sword-ish, practice sword almost, and some more ooze and some throwing stars. But do you want to look at those weapons?
Nope.
Okay. So, yeah. Yes?
No.
Okay.
That's an awesome set. Did they make any other sets of four like that?
They did for the Turtles, I believe.
The four
turtles.
That makes sense. That same scale and
yep, it's the cool. same ones that they already released anyway on card. But there was just a box set with card figures inside. Secret of the Ooze. Yeah, basically all Secret of the Ooze figures. Even though they say movie star, but then they only say like 1990 movie. it's not really.
That's not even that.
It's like, come on. Get the correct movie. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, there was no Vanilla Ice figure. Yeah, so. But yeah, that's all I have for today.
Well, all I have is this guy, the orb. I have this.
Oh.
That's what I did there. Anyway, got my second. Actually, I think it's my third Marvel Legends.
Paper smacking with.
I know. this is Marvel's The Orb. Still don't really know who it is. Bill on the stream told me it was a Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider character.
Character bad guy. But I also just, before we started the show, I saw somebody had a QC problem of this star was not printed.
Mm.
This one right here.
And I hope it makes you happy that you know that Bill's going to be yelling, fucking Ghost Rider.
I know. Yeah. So that when I stuttered for a second. Yeah. Bill can... Anyway, yeah, it's really cool. It's a freaking eyeball for a head.
It's pretty cool.
But and yet, like, the rest of it's kind of like an Evel Knievel. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They made a character like this in Master Universe.
Yeah?
For the New Adventures, the crappy show that came after the filmation. And his name was Optic.
Nice.
Yeah, but the eye that they used for it was an eye from a Boglin.
Nice.
Because Mattel owns Boglins as well. But they used that eye for optic.
Neat.
A fun fact.
He'll go right.
So is his, like, kryptonite, like, any kind of dust?
Sawdust?
How much?
Or bright lights? Or
eye drops as he go through?
I'll put him next to my eye guy for Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Villain guy that I got. I got this new Rise of the Beast Studio Series Wheeljack, and he's pretty great and awesome.
Cool.
He's, I think, the best version of Wheeljack. There's been
a
few different lines. Yeah, big old glasses.
So is that because he can't see, or?
It's just he's extra science-y. He's the science guy.
So he's like Donatello?
He's the Donatello of the group.
So you can't be science-y if you don't wear glasses.
Yeah,
I
you get it.
I got it.
See?
Well, I get it.
But he's cool, and it's a licensed VW, and
so
that's always nice when they get the real licenses. Try to snag those up.
It's cool.
Yeah. I assume you'll hear Spooty transform there at some point. G1-ish. Well, I was on a... I only had a couple hubcaps left to get... Or I only had one hubcap left to get for 1986. But before I got it, I got this hubcap from Machine Wars.
Are you collecting hubcaps?
No. I just was this week.
I see.
It was just a strange coincidence.
That's how it seems to go sometimes when I find, like, I'll get, like, one character and then in one line, and then you get it in, like,
You'll get a whole bunch of them.
You do a search, and then,
Mr. Nemesis Prime over there.
Uh-huh.
Not even, like, searching for it, but just, like,
just happens.
Yeah, like, as gifts or whatever. And it's just like, oh, okay, I got a bunch of Man-at-Arms, I guess.
Yep, yep. But the real hubcap, the important one, was this G1 hubcap from 1986, which leaves one more to go, and I'll complete the 1986 line.
Sweet.
Space Chicken. I got to get Skylink still. But
Space Chicken?
It's that, like, space shuttle with a lion legs. Okay. And it's, it's so dumb. But anyway.
I thought you had one of those.
I got one of those.
Oh, okay.
He got a vintage one, and I have the War Cybertron one.
I see.
But yeah, this is a knockoff. Didn't care. I wasn't going to pay more than $20. That little guy goes for way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not necessarily rare. He's just different. And it's just, and I'm like, I'm just going to get the knockoff. And
you only get a half of a robot point.
Yep, for those mini bots. But hey, it's unpunched, so I can pretend. No, hey, come on. That's mean. and then speaking of G1, I got one more thing here. I got the new retro reissue G1 with the new animation paint color of Soundwave.
That's cool.
And we love Soundwave. Soundwave's awesome. You can see him in his toy or in his animation accurate color schemes. And this version came with a Ravagin laser beak.
Sweet.
Which the original did not, came with a buzzsaw, but because of the cartoon in the movie, those two are the more popular ones. So,
and he goes,
yep, yeah, that's right.
Flies out.
Go spy on stuff.
Go.
I'm excited. I've had a used Ravage my whole life. I don't remember ever having it, so it was like neat to finally have him with his missiles that go on his sides.
Yeah.
It's just neat to finally have that.
That's cool. I kind of want this. This is a newer one, right?
Yep, it's just out now. You can go get him from Hasbro Pulse or anywhere else you want to go.
Cool.
Yeah, I love him. He's great. And, yeah, the battery pack cover, like the oldest Soundwave I've had forever, I realized I didn't have that on it either. But anyway.
And then the weapon and the shoulder cannon, like...
Are the batteries
actually go in?
That's cool.
Yeah. So Soundwave retro reissue, and then there is one more thing on the table here, and I guess that'll just start my segue into the topic of today: QC issues. It's a thing. It's a problem.
It is.
Everyone knows about it. I think we were just talking the other day, or no, someone asked me on one of my streams of was like, hey, do you miss plastic-free packaging? And I'm like, well, there's different pros and cons, but definitely after I thought about it and I had a windowed package thing in front of me, I'm like, if I had two of these in a store, sure. You know, you're going shopping, you're at a store, and right. You have two of one thing you want to get, you know that you hold them together and make yourself see that one's better than the other one.
Right.
And sometimes there's no difference. Sometimes there is, and you're glad that you looked and found something right. That was better.
Yeah, especially for, like, G.I. Joe stuff. That's
I thought that, too.
Maybe, you know, somebody swapped out something. But, yeah, it definitely with figures that have human faces seems to be, like, the most
yeah,
egregious offense.
It's the smallest little dot for the pupil.
Right.
And it's like, can change everything.
Up higher, he looks like, you know, he got hit in the head or something.
I know.
And it's just like.
Sloth from Goonies. Like
Der Lundgren. Yeah. Man one.
Yeah, that has a whole different issue with, like, they didn't license his face. Like, it's like, just do that. And they're like, oh, I think we can get it close enough. Yeah. No,
you can't.
No, not really.
No. But yeah, so I brought one more toy that turned out to have a QC issue. I didn't know. And it did have windows, but the way it was packaged, I wasn't able to see, but you'll see on the front of Starscream, it's the RED Starscream, the red, which is just a model version of Transformers. Mm-hmm. The wing is missing, one of the wings is missing the logo and the paint on it. And it's not on backwards because the backs of them are the same, but, and I'm pretty, and I've asked around, I thought you got it.
I have that one too, and it's fine.
It's fine. It's not like that.
Yeah.
Yep. Things all fall off.
It falls off.
But maybe Elgin can try and get it towards the camera. You can see. Yeah, it's just one of the wings is missing.
It would be on his right.
Missing the Decepticon insignia and the paint stripe on the wing. Just didn't have it. And like, maybe when we were kids or something, we're like, oh man, that means this is an error.
It's worth so much.
This is going to be. I don't think that. I think you just have a shitty version of a toy.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But.
And that's the thing. It's like, I think a lot of people think that maybe it is an error. Like, if it's an error, it's like, it's going to be
worth. And some errors.
Some are.
Do yield an expensive thing.
So, one of the things I was going to talk about is I collect starting lineup figures as well from Kenner, from the vintage. They came out from like 89 through 99 plus. So, there's a million of them, seems like. But they did have one that is an error. They had in 98, they had two figures. They had Chuck Knoblauch and Barry Larkin. And they're both infielders. And they had the same pose on each of those figures. Now, starting lineup has a kind of a set type of how they pose them as a figure. You know, they have them either pitching or hitting or fielding or diving, and just kind of just have like a generic pose. Yeah, an action pose. But they have like a set number of them. So this one is, they're kind of grounding a ball. So they're kind of down on one knee. And they basically swapped the heads of both figures. So Chuck Knoblauch has Barry Larkin's head, and Barry Larkin has Chuck Knoblauch's. So Barry Larkin is an African American player, and Chuck Knoblauch is Caucasian.
Oh.
So it makes it a little more
a noticeable error
when it. But they are the exact same pose. They're fielding ball down on the ground, and they have the same kind of position.
So you get how the mistake happened.
Yeah, they just were like
somebody got fired that day.
Yeah. So that is one error, but it is a, you know, they just didn't. Look,
because I think we forget a lot of times that all of these toys are made in factories.
They're mass produced
together by children.
We
probably.
I know I've spent time working in a factory, so Spooty, even plastics factories. So we know what can go into molding plastic things. and stuff can go wrong for sure.
Yeah.
Especially, and then you just got assembly line stuff and
Just monotonous and some
and time pressure this and just all the overtime that and forget sometimes that human beings, some of them may be children, but some of them are all
young adults.
They're just trying to, these don't mean shit to them. This is just a piece of plastic they got to assemble.
Something. Yeah.
It's just another widget.
Yep.
And that's why sometimes you get the feet on the wrong feet.
Yeah.
That's a pretty popular one.
Or the same foot, like two left feet.
Two the same hands. You'll get the hands on the same.
Yep.
Very common.
For the Masterverse figures. So I don't really see a lot in like Origin figures or even kind of the smaller like Turtles classics figure. But the Masterverse figures seem to have more issues, especially with their knee. So they're supposed to have... So all the figures have a double elbow and double knee joint. I found, looking back through these, when we had this topic, I was like, well, let me just look through the knees.
Double check that.
And elbows, they don't really want to move. They're like, you get one of them, and then the other one is kind of stuck in there, which I was watching some stuff, and it's like it happens with the molding process is that they get too gunked up in there. The knees, especially, like this Whiplash's knee, the top part section of the knee doesn't want to bend at all, which I could, put it in some boiling water and kind of loosen stuff
up.
Hair dryer or something to kind of loosen it up. But it's just another thing to do.
Uh-huh.
Just the tightness of joints and stuff, you see a lot of, especially in Masterverse stuff. And then speaking of Masterverse, so... So I brought the Godlin version or Dark Lin. I don't know what they call it. I think they call it Dark Lin. Yeah, because I made a version that was Dark Lin Duck.
That sounds like something you'd do.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a Mattel exclusive. So Mattel Creations exclusive figure. So you're going to pay more for this figure because it's exclusive.
Premium price.
So you think, premium price means
premium toy.
Means premium use of quality control.
You might think.
Yeah.
Happened to her?
So it's minor, but there are, so she has like these gold gauntlets on her. So there's gold paint applied, and you can see kind of specks of gold paint on her arm, around where the gauntlet would be, some kind of overpainting on stuff. You have to really look close on it. But I was like going through some of these figures. I'm like, well, I mean, that's what you're going to do is you're going to look closely anyway. Mm-hmm. You make sure, especially it's, I don't know. I can kind of forgive them for like mainline stuff, retail stuff. But like if I have to go when they drop the, they set, all right, it's going live right now. And you have to race to go get this figure. And then they still have issues with it. That's kind of where I have problems with the QC stuff, especially.
Oh, I know there's some of the past HasLabs that Transformers have had that,
Or elbows don't move either. The top part.
I feel like, it's just me because I spend most of my time in Transformer land.
Sure.
But, like, it feels like our nerds are just the nerdiest of the nerds.
Well, yeah.
He-Man and Joe, guys, you guys seem so cool. But, like, we're, like, heading up the chat room for... Anyway, I just know that us Transformer guys, it gets so gosh dang picky, and they look at everything too hard. But, again, yeah, some of those HasLabs, this, like, back metal-y stuff will just have just the tiniest little whoop right there, and be like, nope, send it back. I paid $300. I'm like, all right. It happens. So Elgin's unboxing up. Oh, no, the butt panther.
Yeah, so I was trying to think of, like, things that, like I said, most stuff doesn't have, like, it's kind of minor, really minor. Like
maybe super a few, minor.
Maybe a few paint, most of the paint stuff and maybe some stiff joints and whatever. But when I open this panther, and I've seen several other people, too, online that had the same issue, So when this Panther was a collector's edition, in quotes, of, I mean, it was a Walmart exclusive.
It's basically on the box. It says it.
It says it on the box, but is it really when they flooded the market with them? No. Anyway, so this Panther, I did a review for it, I don't know, 2 years ago now, maybe. As soon as I took it out of the box.
You played too hard with it.
I literally just did what I did now. I lifted it out of the plastic, and his butt was already missing fur. Oh. And it's already kind of, you know, missing stuff on there.
Aww.
Yeah, I literally just took it out, just exactly what I did now, took it out of there to look at it. And it was like, oh, the flocking comes off of his butt very easily. This is why it's still in the packaging. I'll pass it
to minus.
It's a knee joint, isn't it?
It's above.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was looking at the other leg. That's
why
yeah. But, yeah, it's... Yeah. So, yeah.
That's a bummer.
It is. And this was expensive. This was, you know, because it was a collector's edition, because it's flocked, it was, you know, $10, $15 more than Battle Cat was when it came out. And it's just kind of, like I said, I haven't really played with it. I took it out to look at it and take some pictures and then put it back immediately because I'm like, well, if that's going to fall off immediately, now even the bottom of his belly, too, is coming off a little bit.
But actual play, it'll really start coming off.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm looking at my vintage Panther, and I'm like, he's still flocked after 40 years. So it's – I don't know what they did. And I think they fixed it now after I unboxed Beast Moss Man, and he's flocked. And that flocking seems to be better. Like, it seems different as well. Like, it's a different –
Fur,
I guess. I don't know.
Texture. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's totally, it is a different feeling, flocking, I guess, than this. So maybe they saw this and they're like,
let's not do that.
In my mind, I'm like, I'm hoping that's like, oh, they saw your video and
right.
and then fixed it. No. Right. But yeah, it's still cool looking. I mean, I still love how it looks and everything. I just keep it in the box, and that's where it stays. Yeah, that's like my biggest one with QC stuff. I'll put it back later.
So I kind of mentioned it, that with Transformers, like QC problem became like one of the rarest Transformers with Bumble Jumper, which was packaged like this guy. But he was one that wasn't supposed to be even produced. Like, he's not in the cartoon. He's not the character. But he was put into a Cliff Jumper box or package. So it's the red one.
Okay.
But he's yellow.
Right.
And he's kind of the same. He's a little different, like, back end and stuff. It's a different vehicle that the line that they took these from had.
So they just mixed some things up and got... couple things wrong, right. And then put a bunch of them out, and I was like, whoops,
yeah. And now he's $300 or $400 loose
to find one of those,
yeah. There is, and now there's people making knockoffs, so
really,
which isn't helping,
no,
because then people are gonna start saying that those are originals.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys had any actual missing parts after you opened something up? I thought of one that you had.
Did you?
Yeah, those turtle Legos.
Oh.
You told me that they were just missing pieces.
There was a missing something from it. I can't even remember what it was missing.
I mean, I had, so it was from a Temu thing, though.
Right.
So it was cheap to start with.
Right.
Gotcha.
So, but it was missing my, like, little Link dudes. Like kind of Brickhead ripoffs.
Oh, right.
A couple years ago, War for Cybertron Galvatron came out, and they had completely misassembled him in the factory, every version of him, and it was his shoulder joint. I don't know how to explain it, because it was like had a little bit of a curve. When it was put in like this, his shoulders sat down a little farther. But
so it's like he has a dislocated shoulder.
But that's both of them were put in wrong.
Oh jeez.
And then like these videos come out of how to fix it, and you could, but it involved like
completely disassembling it.
Getting out the boiling water, right. Getting this pin tool to help pop this thing out. And it was just like, and I remember it creating such anxiety for like, sure. 'Cause mine was ordered, and I'm like,
is it going to be good?
Is it going to be one of those? Like, it was so terrifying opening right. that box and being like, is it the right? Oh, it's the right one. Thank God.
That's good.
But it was so scary. It was a very big deal and at the time, and it was like really putting people off. It was scary. Another one at the same time was Grapple. Mm. The first version of him, he had a pin in his, I can't remember where, but it just started snapping off, and like they had to go back to the factory and like take that out and reissue it basically. And
interesting.
So I'm like, I'm not even, when I got my Grapple, I'm like, I'm just not even going to transform this one because I don't want this pin wherever it is to get snapped off. And
yeah. So the one I see with, you mentioned breaking parts, is McFarlane Toys.
Oh.
I see them online, especially on like an Instagram, of people posting that broke, you know, especially when they had there was a Batman that came out with like the big cape that was like flowing out. It was like year one or U2 Batman. But it like straight out of the package did break. And then it like sheared off the pin breaking. And then they really wouldn't do anything about it. Like, that's the thing too. It's like, well, that's it.
Well, breaking scared me off of a whole toy line that I really, 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 really wanted to get.
Yeah.
Hasbro's Dungeons & Dragons from the cartoons.
Oh, yeah, I heard about those.
And then Pixel Dan puts out this video. He's like, dudes, I keep snapping this fucking arm off. Hank's arm.
Straight out of the box.
Taking out the box, arm just snaps at the elbow or whatever.
Yeah.
Multiple times. And then everyone's arm starts snapping. And I wanted this toy line so bad.
They look so cool.
I love that cartoon so much. Cartoon. Giant part of my childhood. Yeah. I wanted these toys so much, and I
just don't go back and watch it. It's not so great.
I know, but I got scared because I'm like, maybe this isn't the
so
right line.
It's so infuriating, like to have a toy break immediately, like straight out of the box. Like it's awful.
Worst feeling.
Yeah, it's like you get madder than you really think you should.
Yes.
You know, it's just like, yeah, it feels like the injustice of it all, you know. It's like
so sad.
Yeah.
Oh, and I feel it with a lot of when I play with a Marvel Legend type with the you know, the million points of articulation, right. Man, it gets hard. Even eyeball dude, I'm just like, man, I'm afraid to go tweaking on this. It's a tough call. Or when we got those video game toys that Ethan made us.
Oh, the
made
Fortnite.
Me buy.
Fortnite made
toys.
You buy.
The same toys, basically, you know. And I'm like, I got so nervous of
those. Those seem to be pretty good from when he plays with them. He plays with them pretty rough. But they seem to be holding up pretty well.
That's good. Well, so. If they can make it through his play,
I know.
They're going to be fine. Anything else stand out? Package errors. Yeah, we get things in the wrong boxes sometimes.
Yeah, paint chips sometimes too.
You mean the Talking Toys picture I used?
Yeah.
Aquaman and the Transformers pest dispenser.
Right. Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any other.
I've seen some pictures of some short shot stuff where like the mold, like the injection molding doesn't push all the way to the very end of a thing, and so it's just kind of rounded off.
Kind of nub.
Kind of nubs.
Yeah.
You'll see that once in a while. And these are things, and just maybe it's just because we grew up in a plastics factory working, like we knew what to look for, but I felt like that definitely led to me spending extra time in the toy aisle, like really inspecting these things with the windows, being like, I got to see all of this. There's going to be something.
And you see things with like a lot of flash, so like where there's too much plastic and like it comes out at the joints where the molds together.
And that causes a lot of the articulation issues. Mm-hmm. You can't, because it gets stuck. The joint gets stuck in there.
And there's a thing called splay. mm-hmm. where there's like either water or air that gets into the plastic when it's mm-hmm. and so like it, you know, instead of being nice and smooth, it'll have like marks in it.
Oh, I think I've seen some of those.
Or any, yeah, or a piece of dirt gets into the plastic, or a one pellet that's not the right color
right.
Mm-hmm. gets in there and leaves a little streak on any of our plastic. It's hard to see until you get looking.
Yeah, unless you're looking for
There's a lot of things that go into making these toys.
Yeah.
But so there's a lot of opportunity for things to go wrong.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like that, like, it's, the only way I can describe it is, like, it looks dirty. You know, like it's, like, scuffed up or something like that. I don't know. I feel like I've seen it on some figures where it's, like, you know, just
the quality of plastic is a little different in this.
Well,
spot.
It looks like someone like drug him on the ground, and like now there's like a streak. Like
that's usually like splay.
Okay, yeah. I couldn't. Yeah, because it just looks like what, this is. Why is this dirty already? It's like a brand new. Because it looks so like it's like black. You know, streaking.
It'll happen like where, like on like a panel.
Mm-hmm.
So like usually the mold, it'll shoot it in on from one side or another.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll come from like wherever it came from.
Gotcha.
And then kind of like spread out.
Hmm.
It'll look like an explosion a little bit, you know.
Yeah. But like if it's like fine enough, sure. like it can just kind of make the whole thing look bad.
Hmm.
And then if like the mold isn't like cooled or heated right. correctly, like you'll get like warps and stuff and like that. Not shiny,
yeah,
or not smooth.
I wonder if how much all those years working in a plastic factory added to enjoyment or non-enjoyment of toys.
It hasn't helped.
Well, but at the same time, it's like you can really appreciate what goes into it, and
it's made me better at being able to fix them.
That's for sure, too.
Yeah,
once you learn the different kinds of plastics and how some plastics can do these things and some don't. Yeah. It's neat, but
mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, quality control issues. It's a thing.
It does help when, like you say, when you have for Motu stuff when it's all still in a bubble.
Yeah.
Packaging, you can actually see the entire thing, especially eyes. Especially, like I said before, anything that has a human-esque head, even wrestlers or. G.I. Joe or anything to like to be able to see at least if the eyes are done correctly.
Yeah, I mean, my general advice, I'd want to say like, guys, let's relax a little bit more. Like, but at the same time,
let's
like,
get even more.
This is anal about all this stuff. I mean, we're spending money on it, so right. I get it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah,
but like, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of each one of these made in a factory.
Sure.
Like,
by children.
You're going to get a bad one at some point.
Yeah.
Like, it's just part of it, I guess. But
I do have to say the quality control on the Eternia playset was spot on.
Heck so. Yeah, that's what matters. So that your biggest investment of all time, at least, was perfect.
Yes.
Thank you.
From what I've looked at it.
What you've seen so far.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. Going to tell you all about our podcast network, the PFPN. There's so many cool shows over there for you to check out and listen to. Here's the deets.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal: providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
All right, we're back, and now it's time for Elgin to take us on a store tour.
All right, today's store we're going to is called Replay Toys.
Wait, what?
Replay Toys.
Thank you.
Terrible. It's at Shake your head all around. It's at 1945 Scottsville Road in Bowling Green, Kentucky. They actually have six other locations, all called Replay Toys, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like a franchise. They are in Hendersonville, Tennessee, Clarksville, Tennessee, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I'm sure that's correctly
glad I didn't have
said that. Jackson, Tennessee.
Murfreesboro?
Yeah. And Huntsville, Alabama, and a new location in Birmingham, Alabama. They just opened within the last few months, according to Instagram. They do have new news toys you can sell or buy, and including Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Funko Pop. They have a section of movie-themed toys, so like Lord of the Rings and other movies, Marvel, DC, etc. And did you know that Bowling Green is the home of the General Motors Corvette Assembly Plant?
I did not.
And the National Corvette Museum. So if you're visiting Bowling Green, check those out. Probably at the museum, but not the assembly plant. And that's Replay Toys at 1945 Scottsville Road, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
All right. Thanks, Elgin. Now let's turn it over to Spooty for Talking Toys. Oh, hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm all right.
Good. So, after scouring the interwebs for all the comments, yes. Mr. Horse sums it all up with, "No, sir, I don't like it."
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. He's right. He's right.
Do so, better, people.
Yes, come on. Maybe it's on us. We didn't get it out there fast enough. Maybe, but that might be. But it's part. You. It's you guys. Yeah. Let's turn on our audience.
It's all your fault. You didn't comment.
Well, I'd love to.
But in the future, if you do want to comment, we will read your comments on the show.
That's right. But yeah, we'll.
We love you.
But at least when this episode comes out, you know, in the comments, wherever you see it, it would be awesome to see your QC issue problems. Send us some pictures.
Yes.
Or in our toy room on Facebook, our group there, you know, share some of these QC problems you got. It'd be fun to, not fun for you, but it's fun for us to laugh at your problems.
Yeah.
Just kidding, but.
Entertain us with your sadness.
All right. Well, before we go, a little more uplifting. If you do like the show and you want to help out, head over to patreon.com/cracktasticplastic. There's some tiers over there. You can give whatever you like, but if you give enough, you can get some sweet perks like being in an exclusive chat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's some stuff in there that's, woo, right?
Exclusive.
Yeah, that's right. That was a test and you passed.
And sweet. Chatty.
Wow. But also one of the other perks is that you get your name read on the show, like these fine people. We got Tony Miller.
Yep.
Chris Turnip Simmons.
Yep.
Peter Glinsman. Mm-hmm. Alex LaForest. Yep. Bill Fisher. Mm-hmm. And Michelle Pizzullo.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for being patrons. See, they're cool.
They are.
Are they?
Well.
Yeah. Yes.
I met some of them.
And did any of them have QC issues? Let's move on. Before, don't answer that. We know Tony definitely does.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks everyone for watching and listening. We appreciate it. See you next time. Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast. But not so fast, my foul fiends. Don't forget to follow these fools on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And visit cracktasticplastic.com. I'll be back!
You're still here? Well, why don't you take a second and head on over to our Patreon page. Consider supporting our independent podcast. You get access to episodes early, shout-outs on the show, and be part of our exclusive chat. So be sure to visit patreon.com/cracktasticplastic.